Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Adeshope Live, the official Afrobeats podcast. This is Afrobeats podcast introducing, where we introduce a brand new artist or an actress that we're feeling at the moment and let you just get a little taster of what the future is about to look like. As always, if you haven't clicked the subscription button, click it now. Subscribe. Let's get our numbers up. The bigger our platform becomes, the better we are in position to promote our people without having to wait for anybody else to promote us. As always, this is brought to you by the Energy God Energy Drink. And this episode is also supported by Adult Nation Entertainment, all the way from Ghana, Nigeria,
yes,
representing in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my brother, Dumomi the Jig.
Yes, yes, what's yes. Good, what's brother? Happening, my G's?
First of all, Dumomi the Jig, that's a long name.
I know.
Why that?
No. Well, Dumomi the Jig is my government name. Yeah, and the Jig, I don't know, it's short for Jig, so, you know, there are many pieces to the puzzle, you know. I like to think of myself as a creative, so, yeah, the Jig.
Creative, we're introducing you on Afrobeats podcast, introducing today as a musician, a body musician that people can check out. You do it all. First of all, introduce yourself with regards to the type of music you make and what kind of creative sound that Dumomi the Jig puts out there.
Yeah, so basically, I would, you know, like, we all like to experiment, you know, with different sounds, Afro beats, Afro, you know, rap and stuff like that, you know. But I just like to, I don't usually like to put myself in one box. I like to think of what I'm doing, like Afro experiment or something like. Yeah, man.
And what does that mean to you?
Just pushing the boundaries, basically. Like being, you know, in tune with what's happening out there, but knowing what you're bringing that's actually different.
Okay.
To, yeah, like, you know, just that extra edge to it.
Music. Because when I spoke to you, when we met, you know, you told me originally you're an architect or what's the educational background?
Yeah, I practiced as an architect for a couple of years, actually.
So yeah. Where did the music come in? How did that start? Where did it come in? And why did you go professional with that?
The funny thing is, the real question is, when did architecture come in?
Okay.
I swear, because I've always been a musician at heart, like right from a kid, you know. I was, you know, taking piano lessons and all that. Like, it was even later in life that I was like, okay, what am I really going to do with myself that I'm in school and stuff? Okay, let me be an architect that can draw as well. Wow. Like, stuff like that. But music has always been, like, at the forefront of whatever I've been doing, like, with myself. But, yeah, like, I went to school, like, down to my master's, actually. Like, I studied architecture in UNILAG, down to my master's, practiced for a couple of years. And yeah.
You mentioned UNILAG. UNILAG has an alumni of not only academicians, but also entertainers. You have a list of people like Wan De Call, you know, list of
Dibange,
you know,
Odumodu.
So many people. So whilst you were at university, were some of these people like a bunch of inspiration, you know, people to look up to, like, they're doing what I want to do? Or did that never come into your world at uni?
Yeah, actually, that a lot of people that I used to draw inspiration from. Actually, like, fun fact, like, you know, LD was LD was also an architect in uni.
Wow.
Like, yeah, went through the same system in UNILAG as well, and I met him, and we had this crazy conversation, man. It was. As in, like, imagine, like, two guys, like, and he was, like, also in tune with him because he was almost, like, doing the same thing that I did. Like, he had his setup in UNILAG, you know.
Studio setup?
Yeah, studio setup. Like,
so you did that too?
Yeah, I did that as well. You know, I had a BQ. I wasn't staying in hostel. Like, lucky me.
Flex.
I mean. But I was opportuned to have a studio for myself as well. So, yeah.
And what was that like? staying in a BQ at school, having your studio set up, but still having to go into classes, take exams, come back home and try to record.
It was a lot, man. I can't lie, but I think it's, at the end of the day, nothing that time management with a little bit of luck could not solve. And prayer, because man, like, it wasn't easy, man. Because architecture on its own is a very, very consuming, you know, aspect of one's life. Like, yeah, and music as well. So having free time was almost, you know,
almost impossible.
A non-existent thing, because there's a saying that goes, like, you know, UNILAC students will know, like, your classmates will know you more than your roommates. Like, you spend so much time in class, like, you know, overnight, then you come back to the room, you know, record, go back, you know, like, it was just like, but it was fun. You know, that's the thing that kept me going at the end of the day. Like, architecture is actually a really interesting thing, you know.
Now, to the music, you've got layers. Afro beats, you also rap. You already have collaborations with incredible folks like Nini Ola. You know, you're signed to Adult Entertainment. Talk to me about even that partnership. How did you get into a relationship with Adult Entertainment? Where did you even find them? How does a young artist recording in the studio in his own BQ, trying to become a professional musician, link up with a platform that believes in your art and ready to put you out there?
Well, I'd say the first step is to actually, like, believe in what you're doing, like, believe in yourself. Like, you push yourself, like, you don't, that if nothing was available to you, you'd still be doing it anyway. Like, I had to be my own engineer, I had to be my own songwriter, I had to be my own promoter, I had to be my own graphics guy, I had to be my own video editor,
that's
my own director.
Trey Songz, actually, shout out Trey Songz. Yeah. He did an interview and he said that he also had to be his own collaborating artist.
Yeah.
Where he would mimic other artists to complement a collaboration.
I know, man. Like, it's so, like, I mean, like, it was kind of like a defense mechanism. I can't lie, because I don't know, like, when you're from a standpoint of lacking, like, there's this kind of chip on your shoulder that you have, that this beef with the world, that what's wrong with everybody?
That they don't get
why
it.
Does this person want to collect 150K for graphics art for me? Why does the director want to collect 500K? Oh my God, I'm so angry. Like, stuff like that. Like, when you actually calm down and just learn the craft enough for you to get by, you won't be as upset, you know? You just be like, I can't afford you. That's fine.
I'll do
when I get there, we'll go jam for front, you know. But till then, I'm going to do my thing with my phone, you know, my laptop, you know, with whatever I have and stuff like that. And I kept going. And when you focus on what you have and just keep, you know, you keep getting better and better and better, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, as you're developing your craft, people will notice, you know, like, at the end of the day. So, yeah,
so
basically.
How did Adult Entertainment?
Yeah, I kept putting stuff out, and the more you keep putting stuff out, like, the more you keep putting covers, songs out, you know, the more people reach out to you. And yeah, my team, my current Adult Nation, was, you know, one of the people that were like, you know, they invited me over, we discussed that, okay, what plan do you have for yourself and stuff, and, you know, our visions aligned. It's working.
What
so
is
far
the vision?
Like Pinky, like the brain said in Pinky and the Brain, we're trying to take over the world. Same thing we do every night.
So who is, right now, who would you say you're looking at and thinking, you know, that's where I want to go, this is what I want to do? You know, you've dropped a variety of singles. You've got Butterfly, you've got, you know, this, that, and the third. Different types of sounds. You've dropped the Afrobeat sounding, you know, you've had a little bit of rap sounding records. You've got the kind of slow vibe, streamers vibe type of record. So you're experimenting with a variety of different sounds. But when the moment the jig is chilling, who you looking at and thinking that's the space I want to go into?
Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
It's Young Hope. I mean, yeah. Like Hove, Wayne, like Cole, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover.
So I'm going to stop you right there. Once again, if you just joined, this is Afrobeats Podcast introducing an artist to you that we've just got a wind of, and you definitely can also dive into their music, their artistry. I guarantee you're going to find that very interesting. You've mentioned 3-4 artists that inspire you right now, and I can say one thing that runs through all 3-4 of them. Ask me what. They're all rappers.
Yeah.
They're all rappers. So, basically, you love rap more than anything else.
Well, I say,
because if you're even going as far as Childish Gambino, like, that's a cult artist. That's not even a public opinion type of popular. Yes, he's got maybe one or two popular songs, but he's really got a cult following.
Yeah.
So anybody that's comfortable enough to mention his name is like saying Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, word.
Do you understand? Like, you're a rap head.
Yeah, I mean, I love rap. Like, whenever I like want to like rap just takes me to like just so many places. Like, one line will take you to Russia, the next line takes you to Burkina Faso, stuff like that. Like, I just love it, man. But that's the thing, like, love for rap now doesn't mean I don't love Afrobeats. It doesn't mean I don't love rock. It doesn't mean I don't love Fuji. And funny thing is, yeah, these people I'm calling, they are rappers. But then again, like, the things I pick from them, somebody like Hove now, like, what I respect is how Hove moves.
Business acumen.
Like, how he can flip, you know, 50 into 150.
Wayne, would you pick
Wayne? His work ethic. Wayne.
Record. Wayne was, with the year he dominated, he had over 100 collaborations out. Childish Gambino.
Wayne said repetition is the father of learning.
Facts.
Childish Gambino and J. Cole, yeah. Versatility. Childish Gambino is a writer.
Yep.
He's a singer. He's a songwriter. Producer. He's a producer. He does stand up.
Yeah.
J. Cole, like, up until like his last album, he was producing
and mixing everything.
He was mixing, like, he was even singing, like, do you get, like, stuff like that? So people that take matters into their own hands.
I see.
Yeah. So I always idolized, like, people like Ross as well, like R-U-S-S.
Ross, the one from Atlanta.
Yeah. That guy that just, dropped like 9 mixtapes.
Whenever I advise independent artists, I think I mentioned him to you as well. That's the one person I always advise everybody just to go and study. Number one, he's inspired. He is, you know, extremely talented.
Word.
He's believable. You know, so he's just so unique, and all of those elements you usually don't find in an independent artist.
Yeah.
People have those elements being supported by different types of people, but you have it all in one person. So he's almost like a walking, talking book study, kind of case study on how to do it by yourself.
I respect people like that, man. People like that are unstoppable, because I love putting myself in a situation that there is no one on earth that can stop me from recording a song. Like, there's nothing that can happen. Like, you steal my laptop, you take my phones, every producer is not picking my call, no sound that does not mean a record will not come out. All I need is maybe a flash drive, and maybe somebody that just has access to a USB microphone. Okay, I have the software on my flash drive, I have my microphone. Oh, my G, what's happening? Can I borrow your laptop for 2.5 hours? You know, plug it up, install it really quickly. plug the plug and play mic, record what I got to do,
and that's it.
And yeah, I mean, a plug and play mic might be about like 30 pounds.
Mm.
But yeah,
you can still make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can make 30 pounds happen now. Like, but I mean, like, nothing. That's the thing. That's what I love about like the whole thing. But that now doesn't mean I intend to be an island. You know, that's why, you know, it's a very dangerous thing. That's not the moral of the story, being an island.
But it's just to be able, you find yourself in that position, still make it work.
Exactly. Just have it behind your mind that, or more, if it hits the fan, you can, you know.
Do it by yourself. It's,
yeah, the show keeps going.
So, you've graduated university. You're now a professional musician. You've put out singles already that describes the versatility of your sound. We're now fast forward into 2024, where I've got a bunch of records on my phone from you that I'm listening to. Fun fact as well is we're actually blood related too.
Fun fact.
That's why life is crazy. You never know how you're gonna run into somebody that's actually connected to you directly.
So, Auntie Joke, what up?
It's crazy, man. So, 2024, what's the plan? I'm speaking to your team. I'm like, is it, with the amount of music and the versatility of the sounds, are we talking about a project so people can dive into that? Because I feel personally, I don't know about you, you can share a little bit more light to that.
Yeah.
That sometimes singles can throw people different ways. Whereas a body of work, they can dive into that and pick whatever they want to pick from it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I just keep working.
Mm.
And something is going to always be out or always be coming out.
Mm.
You know? But a body of work is coming.
Okay.
But until then, you know, you can have this one, you can have that one, you can have this one. Stuff like that. Like,
we have a couple of records going that you're messing with, you know, that's out right now. There's Butterflies out.
Yeah.
You've got La Vida Loca's out.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, you're pretty much overloading your streaming platforms to make sure the jig is very visible right now.
Yeah, letting, you know, it's a full clip.
What's the,
it's a full clip.
And finally, what's the family saying, you know, with your choice of profession, and, you know, how are they rocking with, you know, their son, brother, cousin, whatever, doing, you know, being in the creative industry where usually it's for low lives and ne'er-do-wells.
I mean, it feels good being the gray sheep of the family. Finally, you know, after being the black sheep for so long, you know when small something go, don't wash you small, you know. At least, you know too black like
you're
that
not
again.
Black,
you know,
anymore.
You don't gray, you know. Because fun fact as well, like, I'm also like taking a course here as well, like project management, you know, and I'm still somehow, you know, it's almost like Unilag on steroids at this point.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, Unilag class. Now it's like, sorry, I was like Unilag class.
Class studio.
Yeah, class studio. Now it's class studio, but the class is class and the studio is studio. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
it's no plaything.
It's not a game in any capacity. Like, so like, this is like easily one of the scariest times of my life. I can't lie, man, because, you know, so much responsibilities expected. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, every day I wake up in the morning and pray for discipline, because that's, you know, that's what I need, man. Like, because, and at the same time, you know, like, there are so many distractions and everything, you know, one can easily lose his way, like, when, you know, you have these opportunities, like, in your front and stuff. So, like, I'm just, every day, I just keep trying my best, you know, to work against human nature, if you will, you know, and just get complacent and all that and stuff.
What are some of the distractions for a young budding musician? Like, you're in this space now, you're, you know, living in the UK. What are some of the distractions that you would not only advise yourself, but another young musician to watch out for?
I say, watch out for procrastination.
That's a spirit in itself.
Watch out for procrastination. There is a post that I meant to post it right now. I was like, okay, I'll post it at 12. 12 came. Post it at 2. Like,
just do it.
Just do it. There was a day, like, I don't know, like, sometimes, like, I'd be picking things, like, from people and stuff. Like, one thing about me is, like, I can't remember the last time in my life, like, I posted in real time. That's how much, like, I procrastinate. That's how much I think, like, I think. Like, I remember the day, like, we met at Smith's Lounge.
Yeah.
And we just, like, bring your phone, and I give you my phone, and you just went, just took a video, and you just posted it, all that.
Bah, that's it.
And the video is already there. I was like,
that's it.
Yeah.
Like, and that video
made
more impact for you at the time
than
any other thing that you have been thinking and planning.
Like,
you know, and that's one of the things I tell every young musician, especially with social media. Don't think of it too hard. The most organic things are actually the ones that fly the most. The prepared post, like, followers and fans can see through a prepared post, like a well-orchestrated picture or video. They can see that. But why is a video of Wizkid sitting just laughing and playing around the one that gets the millions of views? Because people want to see you in your natural element.
Yeah.
They want to see you when you're not rehearsed. That's where the power is. You know, that's so strange. The key. So if you see, you know, Davido, you know, Wizkid, and their most impactful social media content, even Burna Boy. That when I recorded the video where Burna Boy says, "Don't explain, don't complain, just believe." That was the video I recorded.
Oh, you recorded that? Just believe.
Yes. So I recorded that video. And ultimately, they took the sound and then he used it on a wider thing where he put it on the advert and stuff like that. But that video of him saying that went around the world.
Yeah.
Because I just captured, he had finished and I was like, "Hey, yo, Burna, what's up?" And he looked at me and he said, "Don't complain. Don't explain, just believe."
History, you know? Right, and there.
Those moments is what people want to see. That's really what carries the message. Nothing pre-planned and pre-cooked. People can see through that.
Yeah, it's just so. It's just music. Music is weird, you know. It's, you know, you. But how useful is it if at the end of the day, not only is it people that didn't, you know, go through the knowledge that are going to decide whether you are something.
Facts.
Like, you get, like,
it's crazy.
not only that, but it's like, it's the stuff where you don't apply most of the things you were taught.
All the songs that blew up, when you ask the people that created it, they'll tell you this was a song that, you know, Love Wantity was created in the living room. You know, Kilo Feshe was a, you know, he was at a club,
like,
and he went to the back studio and he just They, those are the things when you're not really putting that much thought into it, and I think that there's a big lesson there for us, you know, where we all need to apply that energy. But anyway, I wish you nothing but success and good luck. I'm going to be right there by you. I think you have incredible talent. The music is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You know, the aim is for people to go out there and listen to it. It's got a completely different array of talent. If you like rap, It's got that. If you like Afrobeat, it's got that. A little bit of soul, a little bit of vibe, a little bit. Everything is there. It's about putting the music out and letting the fans take it. And we're in an era where creativity has become commerce. So don't hold on to your talent. Put it out there and heal the world. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Afrobeats podcast, introducing Dumomi the J.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Whoa.
And we're out.